Good day, good day, good day, good day. This is I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing today? Today is a good day. Today is what I consider a day of meditation, a day of reflection, a day of just being thankful for just being. Now, sometimes life doesn't deal you a crystal stare, but even if it doesn't deal you a crystal stare, or your life hasn't been great, that's what I mean when I say a crystal stare, you can still move forward. No matter how you came into this world, whether you have everything that God has given you to use the tools. And some children are born what we call with special needs. And they too have a desire to do as we do. But I even say to the children and the young adults that have special needs, God has gifted you with some unique gifts as well. Some of you have the spirit of discernment. Even though you can't walk, you can't talk, you can't move or eat the way other people do, you have a great heart. You have a great spirit. You have what we call a great spirit of discernment. You know who's good for you. You know who's bad for you. You know how to communicate with your eyes. And you listen clearly with your ears. See, those are your unique abilities. And sometimes we just have to be grateful for what the things that God has given to us. I know that sometimes life deals people a real bad hand and they're not pleased with it. But you do have the opportunity to change it if you can. But if you can't, be thankful right where you are. And allow God to keep His word to you. But see, there's some changes that have to be made. We have to stop giving up so easily. We have to know that we have faith as large as a mustard seed. And if you know how small a mustard seed is, I said large, yes I did, but it's very small. So our faith is bigger than that mustard seed. And if you could just believe and dream that you can, and then do. See, sometimes you have to put motion to some things. And God will be right there with you. I remember when I had a desire to lose weight. And for some reason, I could never take it off. But in the spirit, I could hear God say, by the time you get a certain age, you'll be right where you want to be. But if you start now, I'll walk with you. Do you trust me? And see, that's the thing. Do we trust God for real? We trust everything on this earth, on planet Earth, except the one that created everything. And with my heart this morning, I just want to say to God, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for everything, everyone. Because we learn from one another. God created us for a reason. Not just for a season. He created us for a reason. To make a difference in each other's lives. If it's only for a little while. For me, I hope I left somebody with something. Something good. I hope I don't have to die in order for you to get it. Because I shall live and not die. See, I decree and that declare that over my own life. Because I know that God has a great work in me to do. And so, sometimes the things that I perhaps do may look a little bit unorthodox to a lot of people. But you know, for me, I don't worry about the naysayers. I don't worry about the opinions of mankind. Because we all have an opinion about something. But at the end of the day, the God that sits up high and looks down low, He knows you. He knows me. He knows all about me. Yes. And the biggest thing he knows about me is my heart, my soul. Yes, it is his. Now my flesh is weak. Oh yes, the flesh is weak. But my heart and my soul belongs to God. And guess what? He controls the flesh too. Because when my flesh wants to get out of order, God says no. And I have to listen and obey. You know, God gives every man free will to do as he chooses to do. Because that's why he's God. He doesn't want you to be stuck by the rules and regulations, perhaps that man has placed on your life. See, God is in within each and every last one of us. He gives us good. We were all born good. Good, that G-O-O-D. Then we get into the world where the world is already corrupt. Because God gave man what we call free will. But at the end of the day, I hear people say, why would God allow this to happen? Well, God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he has to repent. So if God said he gives man free will to do as he does, look at the mess we have created. Oh, we have created a mess, but we have created good too. And good always overwhelms bad. Good will always take over bad. Bad is going to exist in the world because it's a free will. See, life is a test to your testimony. It's a journey that we take. It's like being in school. You're learning all the time. You're taking tests. Whether you're failing, you're going to take those tests again until you get it right. Yeah, till you get it right. What have you learned from where you are now today? What have you spoken in your life that has truly manifested in your life? The words that we speak are more powerful than anything. We speak it to ourselves. We speak it to others. But God says, there's power in your tongue. You have everything you say you have and then some. So what are you speaking? What are you speaking? I dare you to change the dynamic of your words. Your vocabulary is everything. Everything. Change your vocabulary. Change your mind and you change your life. Change is good. I know most people are so afraid of change. They get comfortable right where they are. Change is good. Because if God allows you to tread your feet in every direction, it's meant for you to make change wherever you go. And I'm not talking about the change that jiggles, and I'm not talking about the kind that folds. I'm talking about the change right in the atmosphere, the environment that you're in, the people that are around you. You are to make change even in their lives, whether you know them or not. There is no man that is a stranger. That's what God is saying. We are all his. Do you realize that you are entertaining angels most of the time, and most of you don't even know it? My God. My God. God is saying, it's a test. Will you pass the test? Will you treat each other as you treat yourself? Will you be kind to your neighbor? Will you be kind to your neighbor? Even when your neighbor will not be kind to you. God says, we are all a part of this humanity. No matter the color, the race, the language barrier, He is in each of us. There are good spirits and there are bad spirits. There are temperaments that tend to take over when one is disappointed, one is angered, one is pushed. But love always endures all. Forgiveness is for you. It's not just for the one that you forgive. God is not asking that anyone entertains those who have offended them, hurt them, or harmed them. He's just saying, forgive, 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 forgive. As He has forgiven you over and over and over again for your transgressions, for your sins that you know of and the ones that you don't even know of or you couldn't even think of. Do you know how much God loves you? Because in this moment, I know how much He loves me. I was one at one time that seeked the affections of mankind, the love of a mother, the love of a father, the love of my children. But I realized that they could never love me enough, not as much as my God loves me. I no longer seek the love of people anymore because I realize that people will say, I love you, but truly, that's only with intentions. But God has no intentions of me because He already knows me. He has no intentions of you because He already knows you. He knows what you're willing to do and what you're willing not to do. He knows that you hear Him speak to you. And some of you ignore the voice. You think you're going crazy, but you're not. God says, I'm with you. I'm with you always. I have never left you. Even when you thought I had forsaken you, I have been here. I was there when you were conceived. I was there when you came into the world. I will be there even in the end. I'm always with you. Even when you leave me, I'm there to cover you. If you would just open up your heart and let me enter, I will be there. And I will dwell there forever. I just want your heart, your soul. I'm not asking you to change anything about yourself, only the things that you desire to change within yourself. I give you free will for a reason, not just for a season. to endure life and to have abundance. You can dwell right where you are and touch everything and connect everything that you need to connect. From the east, the west, the north, the south. Know whose you are. Yes, whose you are. God says you belong to Him. I bought you a long time ago. You were bought with a price. And that's why you belong to me. See, I sent my son for you. His blood was shed a long time ago for your sins. You no longer have to whoop yourself because it's already been done. You have the opportunity to make the change that you desire to see right where you are by the words that you speak, because the air hears you. Be careful how you speak. Be careful what you say, even to yourself. Mainly to yourself. You are wonderfully made in the image and likeness of man. You are a visual people. You can only hear me through each other. Unfortunately, some of you have the gift to really hear me. If you just take the time to sit with me, just a little bit, meditate, slow down, give me just a little time with you, and I'll help you change everything that you need to change in your life. I'm not talking about going to your friends. I'm talking about coming to me. The Most High God, the one that you serve the most. I'm not talking about my son, the one that I sent here and most of you serve. You have given your heart to Lucifer, Satan. You know him by name. He resides in a lot of us as well. And I say yes, because rage comes from Satan. It doesn't come from God. Anger comes from Satan. It doesn't come from God. Lying doesn't come from God. It comes from Satan. And so when we do these things, we become the sons and daughters of what we call the devil. See, we can talk about God, but we don't want to admit that He exists as well. But what most don't know, that because God has given him power, he still has to go to God for permission for some of us. For some of us, because we are all tested. Oh, he reigns on everybody. Yes, the weak, the strong, the just. Everyone gets it. But it's all a test. Because some of us, he'll test so much that he'll say, oh, just lay down and cuss him. Cuss him out. Just cuss God. He's not going to do it for you. He's not going to do it for you. Yeah, that's what he wants you to do. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you lay down and die. Don't you curse God. I don't care what your situation looks like. That's a trick of the enemy. You thank God through everything, everybody, every situation. It's been a teachable and a learnable experience. I said before, life has been a journey. It hasn't been a crystal stair for a lot of people. And it wasn't meant to be. It's your test to your testimony. It's like being in school. You don't graduate until you really leave out of here. Because there's so many tests that you're going to take. You're going to fall down. But you got to get back up. You can't stay there. I know this message is for somebody today. I know that this message is for somebody today. Because God wouldn't have placed it in my belly if it wasn't. I'm just going to end it like this. I love you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you for these triple 20 years that you have given to me, God. You have graced me, God. You have blessed me, God. You have taken the age off of my body, put it on my larynx, perhaps on my hands and my arms. But I'm good with that, God. You're aging me gracefully, Lord. I have my health, I have my strength, God. Yes, God, I'm wealthy. I'm rich, God. Oh, yes, I'm living in the overflow, God, because of you, God. I cannot do nothing but give you honor and praise, Lord. I thank you for my children, their children and their children's children, the ones that have not even been born yet, God. Oh, thank you for their greatness in advance, God. That they will do some wonderful things in the earth just for you, God. They will have the heart to just do it just for you, Lord God. That they will make change, Lord, wherever they go, Lord. They will be able to go to the south, the north, the west, the east, Lord God. Travel the world and make the change that you want to see in this world, God. They won't just talk about it, God, that they'll be about it, Lord God. I ask that you bless everyone, God. You bless everyone, God. Those who have crossed my path, Lord God. Everyone, God. Don't miss not a person, Lord God. Even the ones that these eyes have laid on, Lord God, that could not touch, God. Oh, Lord God, the man that was in the bank with the legs, God, Lord God. I hope his legs has been healed, God, and so is his mind, his body, his soul, Lord God. Everyone, God, that you have placed in my spirit, Lord God. Everyone, God. Everyone, Lord God. Every man, every woman, every child, Lord Jesus. I give them to you, Lord God. I give them that you put them in that sacred place, Lord God. That they need to be, Lord God. That they have no lack in their lives, Lord God. That they have the desires of their heart, God. That you meet their needs, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. And the new unions that you are bringing together, Lord God, let them be long-lasting. And let them be of you, Lord God. Communication is the key, Father God, for everything, Lord God. And let them truly be able to keep you in the midst, God. No deception, Father God. No liars, Lord God. And Father God, to end this and seal it. Everything is not of you, Lord God. You know what to do. You know what that request means. I love you with that sauce, God. I love you with that red juice. I love you with that Jesus juice, that juice that heals, that juice that saves, that juice that redeemed a sinner like me. Yes, a sinner. Yes, I know that I'm still a work in progress, God. And I thank you for allowing me to be that clay that you mold, God. I thank you for molding me, God. I thank you for changing me, God. I thank you for doing a new thing in me, God, like never before, God. I thank you for the blessings that you send my way, Lord. I thank you for the overflow, Lord God. I thank you for my children's and their children again, God. I just can't stop saying that, God, because, oh, we have greatness coming into the world, Lord God. And I'm just excited about it, Lord. I'm so excited. And it's because of you, Lord. And I thank you for that young lady that you allowed to birth my grandson, Lord God. Oh, bless her life like never before, God. Oh, and her children and her family, Father God. Oh, Lord God, open up those doors and go on in, God. You're welcome there. Yes, even in this. I know you have seen the change in him, God. Keep on doing what you're doing, Lord. I love you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Make sure you guys follow, share, and like. And I'll see you next time. Bye for now.